How about this one? Yeah. This one seems to have the right proportions and the genetics look perfect. They should pass down well.
May I say that you have made an excellent choice, my dear?
I have?
Oh, yes. He is by far our most popular, and you can tell just by a glance. So, you can either confirm this is the one you want and we'll go ahead and extract what you need, or, if you want a more authentic experience, you can do it as we used to all those hundreds of years ago.
Wait, what do you mean?
It would be better to show you. So, here is your chosen specimen. As you can see, it's strapped in by its wrists and ankles to a special mechanism which can be adjusted however we desire.
It looks so broken.
They have been trained since birth to accept this. It's a punishment, if you will, for man's misdeeds in the past. It knows what its ancestors did wrong, and it will do what it can to atone.
Well, let's help it work off its karma.
Right then. First, what you need to do is get the man aroused. This is easy. You take the penis in your hand, like so, and caress, and pretty soon... see? Already it begins to engorge.
It's that easy?
Man cannot control its atavistic desire to breed, or at least for the most part. While they are locked in here, we certainly can.
It grows so much.
So now that it has fully erected, we can do many things. Some clients like to just get right to natural insemination, while others like to explore out of curiosity more than anything.
The sight of its aroused state does make me feel something down below. And here I thought the sight would disgust me. And it kind of still does. And it turns me on.
It is an ancient thing built into all of us. That is why we hide all the men away in these facilities, to prevent unwanted distractions. As you know, men once almost destroyed the world. But now that women have ascended, look at how society has blossomed.
Look indeed. God, that thing looks delicious.
One thing men once loved was when a woman took their cocks in their mouths. I believe it was called a blowjob. Just one of the many crass names for the act.
A blowjob?
That's it. You use those lips to run along its length, taking pleasure in its girth against your jaw, using your tongue to caress the tip, which is the most sensitive part. Think of it as an oversized clitoris. Now, if you'd like, you can use your hands against its testicles. Sometimes a soft caress adds a new layer of pleasure. Very good. Almost a natural, I think.
Oh, God, it's so warm and it throbs in my mouth. Look at how the veins snake down its length, pulsing with each pump of blood. Is it ready for penetration yet?
The moment it's erect means it's ready for penetration.
I think I am too. My panties are soaked.
So, you can either keep the table as it is and perform penetration by bending over and backing up into it, or lower the table so that the man is in a lying position.
From behind. So animalistic. I want that first.
Then go right ahead. For a more authentic insemination, I do recommend stripping until you're naked.
Oh. a little cool.
I can tell. It'll warm up soon enough. So, ignore the man's wide-eyed stare and begin when you please. Unless you want me to cover its head.
No, no. It'll be more authentic to see its face.
Then you may begin. I'll be here to guide you should you need me.
Right. So, I bend and guide the engorged penis to my... and push back. Oh, fuck.
Good girl. Exactly like that.
Goddess above, this is nothing like the sexual release pods.
There really is nothing like the real thing. A hot length of cock sliding into your dripping pussy. Pardon, my apologies.
Oh, how long? How long until its seed is extracted?
We have full control of it, so whenever you are ready.
Not yet, not yet.
What choice did we have? Man was destroying our world. They had to be stopped before they ended us all.
Yes. Hear that, man? It's your fault you're caged here, only to be used to make more women. Yes, deeper.
Yes. Oh, good, good. Oh, just like that. We'll have you bred in no time.
Oh, fuck me. I want the table adjusted so that it is prone on the ground.
Then please, step aside. Thank you. There. How's that for height?
Perfect. This time... this time I look into its eyes as I write. How do you like that, pathetic man? I bet you love to do this to women for your own pleasure.
Well, not that one specifically. But men were known to be prone to sexual abuse, thanks to their once superior physical strength and brain-numbing lust.
Oh, how do you like that? Now I am the one lusting for you while you struggle for mercy. Oh, God, it feels so good. Yet I'm so repulsed by this thing under me. Can it speak?
We don't teach them to talk. If a male is born, they are kept in a suspended animation until they are ready to be used for extraction.
Manual extraction. What a wonderful chore. Oh, yes. Extract this cock right into my tight, fertile, sacred cunt. Oh.
You may notice that it can't help but stare at your breasts. It was a favorite pastime of men to leer at a woman's chest whenever the chance presented itself.
Yes. You like these tits as they sway as I ride your big hard cock? Well, don't. Look into my eyes as I extract all the seed your body has to offer. Oh,
going even wider. It's almost ready for landing.
I can feel it throbbing inside me. Oh, I'm gonna go. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna go.
Inside
you. It's so hot as it spurts against my walls. It feels so, so fertile.
All men here are of the highest fertility. Any below excellence are dispatched. That is a big load of semen. Quite a bit gushes out the sides around his cock.
Oh no.
It's fine. Even the smallest drop would be enough to get you pregnant.
Oh, yes. It's slowing. Oh, goddess. I'm so full. Can I taste it?
Yes, my dear. Go right ahead. Well, my dear, if you are done, we can prepare for gestation, which will only take a month, and then a tiny goddess will be born.
Is it time for this thing to go back?
Now that it's done what it was created to do, yes, yes it is.